Right now, we'll get right to this month's installment of Compass Radio. It's basically this. Few of us are equipped to understand the challenges of mental illness. And that's why we hear the voices of people struggling with mental health in our monthly segment, Compass Radio. It is co-produced by Compass House in Medford, a center that functions on the clubhouse model of mental health care. In recent Compass House segments, we've heard from members who are struggling to get employment, a process that involves overcoming serious obstacles like mental illness and homelessness. This month, we get back to the basics. How do people with mental illness find out about Compass House? Why do they join, and what keeps them coming back? Many people come to Compass House through referrals from mental health professionals, but often they hear about the program from other Compass House members. Compass House members John, Karen, and David tell us about how they found their way to Compass House.
Through a case manager at Jackson County Mental Health, I saw that it was a warm-hearted place to hang out.
I found Compass House when I was on the BHU unit. It is the mental health unit at Asante, and I met Lydia and JP, who are both members. And they told me about Compass House, and it was amazing because they helped me realize that I shouldn't give my illness power, and that focusing on better things is a way to help make you better. And I was really curious because I was doing nothing. And I thought this would be a way to find myself. And I have.
I found the Compass House through my case manager, my therapist, and word of mouth from other people saying how good Compass House can help me see. They told me that it's a place where you can be individual, but a group setting. You can do a lot of things that you normally wouldn't do. You know, like work on yourself. And that was the main thing.
Now, once a member gets into the program, the next challenge arises, keeping them there. Compass House members Karen, David, and John say that the work activities they're involved in play a big role.
I like the data entry in the business unit. There's the outreach program where you go and you talk to people who don't know about Compass House. If you like to cook, there's a culinary unit. And also, there's just camaraderie about the people here.
I like to help out with the snack bar. It's a place where you can buy things that are 25 to 50 cents.
I saw business, I saw education, I saw employment, I saw cooking, where we can just jump in, hands full, and go for it. My favorite thing is to work on the computers. I'm really excited about that because I get to actually do hands-on the computer, like do a newsletter, do lunch flyers, do a whole bunch of stuff, and plus I can email and do things that are really neat. New skills where I didn't have them before.
Compass House members also say the clubhouse environment keeps them coming back. Here are David, Denise, John, and Karen.
Well, it's a place where I can relax, read. They allow me to read and go about my business as long as I'm not being a threat to the Compass House. And before, I didn't have a whole lot of friends and stuff, but now I have more, you know.
Coming here with me? It changed my life. It's a good opportunity for me to learn about my mental illness and help with other people's illness.
Well, I come back because it gives me a sense of feeling to where I'm important, and I want to, I don't know, it's just something that just brings me to it. It's like a magnet. Once I've got in and found all the neat stuff, I want to come back and learn more. I mean, I'm a member, and it feels like I'm perfectly acceptable in the member situation to where I'm representing Compass House. And Compass House is very powerful place to be where you can enjoy yourself.
I feel it's worthwhile for me. I feel like I'm being productive, and I have hope in my life that I can do something and make a difference. I feel like other people, if they see me now and they saw me before, they would see a difference. I feel like it's going from darkness to light. And also, there's just camaraderie about the people here. You don't feel judged when you come in and talk to people.
That was David, Denise, John, and Karen, all members of the clubhouse at Compass House in Medford. We now have Elizabeth Hazelwood, the executive director, and Chris Folden, the employment coordinator at Compass House, with us. You're welcome to join this portion of the conversation at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Chris, I'm going to guess, as employment coordinator, you're reaching out to potential employers to try to create some avenues that clubhouse members can potentially go down?
Absolutely. We try to partner with many employers in the community, and it's part of, you know, breaking the stigma, because they are every bit as capable as anybody else, and it's their confidence that has been shattered, and it's, you know, allowing them the chance to rebuild that confidence and, you know, realize that I am more than just a diagnosis.
I know there are probably some employers who are quite receptive. I just wonder if you've run across a few along the way, though, who have indicated basically you don't need to come back.
There are a few, and that's really unfortunate. However, we have had a overwhelming amount of people who have, like, embraced what we're doing and really support us.
And after how much time in business, essentially, at Compass House, Elizabeth Hazelwood?
A little over 3 years. And I also want to say, going back to the employers that are maybe just not so open-minded, is that we look at that as an opportunity to provide education. If they don't choose to work with us, that's okay. But hopefully we leave a meeting with them having a little better understanding of mental health.
Which leads to a question about society in general. I mean, how hard is it still in this age to get the message across that mental illness happens, that it's not somebody's fault and that it wasn't done to them?
It is absolutely impossible for people to realize that it is just a medical condition. Unfortunately, whenever there's anything that happens in the community that's negative, everyone immediately jumps to, oh, well, that must be because he has a mental illness. That they don't take into account that people are more likely to be victims of crimes when they have a mental illness than actually the perpetrators.
We got to where we are now with the care of mental illness in America, largely from having one system, which was deinstitutionalization, and then moving to a community-based system, which didn't really happen. Is Compass House essentially what was envisioned when people thought about the community model of mental health care 50 years ago plus?
I believe so. That is actually how we got our start as a model. There were people in New York that had been deinstitutionalized and realized that they needed something more. And it started out as a social club, and it grew from there, because socialization is incredibly important, but there's so much more to life. And having a community where you can be full and engaged in every aspect of life is incredibly important.
Go ahead, Chris.
And also having a sense of purpose, having a reason to get out of the bed in the morning and get showered and dressed and actually have somewhere where you're wanted, needed, and expected. That is huge, and people don't realize, you know, how much of an effort it is for someone suffering from severe depression to, you know, make that step outside the door.
That I didn't even thought about that particular part of it, but, I mean, the fact is that, you know, people who retire, you know, report feeling aimless and rootless, and they're fine. They have no issues with mental illness, but the fact that the people need routines, don't they?
Absolutely.
So I want to come back to the concept that you're talking about, how the first clubhouses got started, Elizabeth, and the term is somewhat archaic now, I guess, but halfway house comes to mind. And is this what the idea was, that this is a place between the institutional setting that people had come from and society without any boundaries?
That was essentially how it started. It started with people that felt lost after getting out of institutions and weren't sure kind of what their life looked like, and kind of coming together as a group and as a community, and then growing into this beautiful, beautiful, rich community that covers so much more than just mental health.
And when you say so much more, what do you mean?
When we talk about Clubhouse, we do everything. Someone says, tell me in 5 seconds what you do. That's impossible, because what we do is whatever our members want.
I gave you more than 5 seconds. I want to be clear on that.
You know, we talk about when someone comes in, what do you want to get from here? And everybody has a different idea, and every person that walks in the door brings something new and special and shares their talents with everyone else that's there, and we all grow because of it.
Well, and you mentioned that it's so much bigger than mental illness. So, I mean, I wonder how often the term is even mentioned. I mean, the fact is people come in the door because they have a need that is created by mental illness. But after a while, it seems like that would be, okay, that's what got us here, but there are bigger things to move forward to.
Absolutely. We don't even you have to have a mental health diagnosis, but as staff, we don't know what it is on our members. We don't care to know. That's not who they are. They're Bob, they're Cindy, they're Denise, they're John, they're people. And everybody is there to be something much more than a diagnosis.
And Chris, you looked like you were about to add something.
Yeah, and everybody comes in with different wants and needs. Some people want and need socialization. They've been isolating. Some people need, you know, housing or different resources, employment, education. And these are all things that we all come together as a community to help with.
Yeah, and since you're involved with the employment stuff here, there are a couple different avenues I noticed that you can send people down. There's transitional and supported and independent. Tell us about the transitional part. I'm curious about that level of employment.
The transitional part is really something that is unique to the clubhouse model. It's part-time entry-level work for 6 to 9 months. And it's really something where we partner with an employer in the community and we secure a position with them. It's Compass House's position, and the staff actually go learn and perform that position. So we work in that position, we learn it, and we select one of the members and we train them in it. So if they have any problems, they can come to us and talk to us, and we can help them through it, and it's done to the employer's satisfaction. And so that way we can guarantee that relationship and cover any absences, so if they do have a day where they are symptomatic and struggling, we can go in and cover it at no cost to the employer, so that way it keeps the employer satisfied. They don't even notice when, you know, we come in and cover. It's just a seamless transition.
So it sounds like something you had to work out through contract or something to figure out, yeah, we will take care of these responsibilities these days, these times, all that sort of thing.
Absolutely. And the members get paid directly from the employers while they're employed there. It is their position. And everything that the staff provide is completely free of charge because our entire purpose is getting our members back to work and supporting them in the best way possible.
Which leads us into the supported employment programs that you have. We were just talking about transitional. How do you support people? I mean, these people who got their own jobs and now you're just sort of there as a training wheel or something?
Essentially, basically, whatever it is that people need that need a little more support. Some people just need initially some help getting through like the interview process and a little bit of initial training. Some people really have a lot of anxiety in communicating between their employers, and that's where we can be that support to help them wherever they're struggling. We decide together with the employer and the individual what supports they want and need.
All right. Always good to talk to you guys at Compass House in Medford, which works on the clubhouse model of mental health care. It's a community, and the folks at Compass House are our partners in our monthly installment of Compass Radio. Elizabeth Hazelwood, the executive director, Chris Folden, the employment coordinator. Good to see you both back in the studio once again.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.